RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The Business Competition Supervisory Commission, KPPU, takes firm actions against food cartels. Minister Rizal Ramli explores maritime security cooperation with Greece. Now the news in detail. The high prices of basic foodstuffs in the fasting month and Eid al-Fitr were caused by cartels. Cartel is a group of producers that limit supply and competition in order to determine the prices. Chairman of the Business Competition Supervisory Commission, Sharka Wirauf, stated in a press briefing on Tuesday that he received a special mandate from the president to take firm action against the cartels, especially food cartels. Strict sanctions may include revocation of business licenses for companies that conduct cartel system on the supply of food commodities.
Karena menurut pemerintah, khususnya Pak Jokowi,
according to the government, especially Pak Jokowi, our food problem is unusually severe. So that the president urges the Business Competition Supervisory Commission to take firm actions against the anti-competitive behavior. The president said that cartels which had harmed the poor people could be closed down. Sharkawi further explained, since 2015 until today, the Business Competition Supervisory Commission, KPPU, has curbed 32 meat cartels. They were proven that they had held cattle supply to slaughterhouses, which makes meat price continues to soar even during the fasting month Ramadan. To eradicate cartels, the Business Competition Supervisory Commission cooperates with the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. KPK Deputy Chairman Laude Muhammad Sharif said, KPK and KPPU will intensify the exchange of information if the Business Competition Supervisory Commission discovered indications of corruption. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Rizal Ramli has opened the opportunity for cooperation in maritime security with Greece during his visit to the country last week. In a press release received in Jakarta Wednesday, Rizal admitted that he has had talks about the cooperation with Greek maritime security officials and other relevant parties. According to Rizal, maritime security cooperation is crucial, bearing in mind that more than two-thirds of Indonesia's territory consists of waters. Moreover, Indonesia can also take lessons from Greece, whose coast guard is one of the best in the world. In addition to exploring opportunities in maritime security, on the same occasion, Rizal also discussed other opportunities for cooperation in maritime affairs, such as shipping and tourism. According to the minister, despite many breakthroughs that have been launched by the Indonesian government over the permits for sailing ships and cruise ships, there are many lessons to be learned from Greece in tourism sector that has become the country's main source of income. Indonesian government will set up 4 task forces to oversee and accelerate the realization of all economic policy packages, according to a minister. The task forces will be led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution. The four task forces are Task Force of Rural Settlement, led by Presidential Staff Office, Task Force of Cases, Issues, and Barrier Identification under the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal, and Security. Furthermore, the Task Force of Implementation Evaluation and Policy Package Assessment to be submitted to the independent team or a non-governmental. The Task Force of Publications and Dissemination will be led by Home Affairs Ministry and the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM. The task forces will disseminate economic policy packages to entrepreneurs as well as investors. Under his ministry, Hadi Mulyono should complete ministerial regulation on water supply system. Earlier, President Joko Widodo has ordered a comprehensive evaluation of the 12 economic policy packages issued since September last year. All sides, particularly the business world, should be involved in such evaluation. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said in order to implement the 12th economic policy package, the government will draft the terms of reference by learning from countries ranked from 1st to 30th in the Ease of Doing Business Index. The Indonesian government has revised down this year's economic growth target to 5.1% from 5.3% year-on-year. The government acknowledged that private consumption, which contributes to more than 50% of the country's gross domestic product, or GDP, would remain lower than usual due to weakening purchasing power. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said during a hearing at the House of Representatives Commission 11, overseeing finance and banking on Tuesday evening, that the government projected that consumption would expand by only 5% by this year end from the initial target of 5.1%. The government and the House are currently deliberating macroeconomic assumptions for the revised 2016 draft state budget. Indonesia's economy expanded by only 4.92% year-on-year in the first quarter of this year. It is lower than the 5.04% in the previous quarter. The Commission 11 Chairman Ahmadinur Supit said the new figure was realistic and reflected the real economic situation without being pessimistic. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Papua Provincial Government will host an international conference on biodiversity, ecotourism, and the creative economy from September 7 to September 10, 2016 in Papua, which is well known as the home of the Bird of Paradise. Head of Papua Province's Environment Management Agency, Noah Kapisa, said that the conference is aimed at evaluating the potential of biodiversity and ecotourism in Papua. According to Noah, through the conference, Papua will display its advances in promoting a sustainable economy. He added the potential of biodiversity and ecosystem services in Papua is the basis for the development of increased prosperity for Papua natives. Papua's potential needs to be assessed, managed, and packaged in order to be promoted through creative economic development and ecotourism to maintain the dignity and quality of life for the local people. The International Conference of Biodiversity and Ecotourism was planned to be carried out with seminars and exhibitions, which would be located at the office of Papua's governor and Cendrawasih Gymnasium. Three leaders of a banned Indonesian sect have been arrested for blasphemy and treason, police said Tuesday, drawing condemnation from activists who accuse authorities of persecuting the men for their beliefs. Police Detective Agus Andrianto said that the leaders of the controversial Light of Nusantara movement, or Gavatar, are facing lengthy jail terms after being detained last month. He added that the group's former leader, Maful Mois Tumanurung, ex-spiritual leader Ahmad Muzadik, and his son, Andri Cahya, who also used to be a senior figure in the group, have been detained. Blasphemy, carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, while treason is punishable by a life sentence. According to their lawyer, Fatih Lazira, while the blasphemy accusation relates to their beliefs, the treason claim stems from allegations they were trying to establish an independent state. He said the accusations against his clients were baseless. The last item. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, reported that a 6.6 magnitude earthquake has occurred at 2:15 a.m. about 126 km northwest of Ternate, Maluku. The epicenter of the quake was 58 km deep. Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, has informed the quake to residents there is no tsunami danger. The head of Information and Data Center and Public Relations of BNPB, Sutopo Purwonugroho, on a written statement on Wednesday, June 8, 2016. The Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency continues to monitor the impact of the quake. No report of casualties nor sign of damage to buildings yet. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Business Competition Supervisory Commission, KPPU, takes firm actions against food cartels. Minister Rizal Ramli explores maritime security cooperation with Greece. That was the news.
This is Edari Wood Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with commentary. And today's commentary is on Hillary gets closer to the White House. Having successful in gathering support from 2,383 delegates, Hillary Clinton seems very likely to be the candidate from the Democratic Party in the presidential elections 2016. The success was confirmed on Monday, June 6, local time based on calculations carried out by the Associated Press. With this achievement, Hillary will be recorded in the history of the United States as the first woman to compete for the presidency. The U.S. election model uses delegates to vote for a presidential candidate in the party's national convention. The number of delegates in each state is determined by the parties based on population. In addition to the delegates in each state, there are superdelegates who choose candidates freely. Important people such as government officials, former presidents, members of the Congress, members of the state Senate, all are the superdelegates. Supports obtained by Hillary surpassed the number of delegates gained by her competitor's fellow Democrats Bernie Sanders. However, Bernie Sanders is not going to give up. Sanders will not give in until the decision of the Democratic Party next month. With Hillary's achievement of 2,383 delegates, it is almost impossible for Sanders to achieve the same amount. Hillary currently managed to get 291 delegates and 523 superdelegates over the achievements of Sanders. The record surpassed the achievement of Barack Obama during the fight in the election of Democratic presidential candidate 8 years ago. At that time, Barack Obama surpassed Clinton by 131 delegates and 105 superdelegates. Throughout U.S. history, after George Washington was elected as the first president in 1789, there were 44 male presidents to lead the country. Of that number, 43 of them are white. Presidential candidates in the American history until now were all male. In 2008, if not defeated by Barack Obama, Hillary could record her name in history as the first female presidential hopeful in the United States. Hillary herself reacted mediocre addressing her acquisition of votes during a campaign in California. She only remarked she is on the verge of a new history of the United States. This achievement just a piece of history. To be fully history, Hillary had to beat the Republican candidate Donald Trump. What strategy is to be used by Hillary and the Democrats to beat Trump, the Republican candidate on the rise? Whatever it is or whoever enters the race for presidential American and later elected president should be able to do much for the peace of the world and not only maintain American hegemony alone. Well, that was commentary today on Hillary gets closer to the White House. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event on June the 8th, 1921, birthday of former Indonesian President Soeharto. Retired great general of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI Haji Muhammad Soeharto was born in Kemusuk, Argomulyo Village, Sedayu Sub-District, Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta, on June the 8th, 1921. Soeharto was the second president of Indonesia in term of 1967 to 1998 period, replacing Sukarno. In the international world, especially Western world, Soeharto usually called as the Smiling General. Before he served as president, Soeharto was the military leader in the Japanese and the Dutch occupation, with the last rank of Major General. Soeharto was officially inaugurated as president in 1968. He was chosen again by Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly in 1973, 1978, 1983, 1988, 1993, and 1998. On May 21, 1998, he quit his post as president following chaos in May 1998 and the occupation of DPR-MPR building by thousands of students. During his term of office, Soeharto drove the development and the strategy of Trilogi Pembangunan, or the development trilogy, namely stability, growth, and equalization. He also received an award from Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, for the success in achieving food self-sufficiency in 1985. So, Soeharto got achievement as the father of national development. Soeharto was passed away on Sunday, January 27, 2008, in 87 years old. On June 8, 1968, killer of Luther King Jr. was arrested. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American clergyman and civil rights leader who was fatally shot at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee on Thursday, April 4, 1968, at the age of 39. King was rushed to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:05 p.m. He was a prominent leader of the civil rights movement and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who was known for his use of non-violence and civil disobedience. James Earl Ray, a fugitive from the Missouri State Penitentiary, was arrested on June 8, 1968, in London at Heathrow Airport, extradited to the United States, and charged with the crime. On March 10, 1968, Ray entered a plea of guilty and was sentenced to 99 years in the Tennessee State Penitentiary. Ray later made many attempts to withdraw his guilty plea and be tried by a jury, but was unsuccessful. He died in prison on April 23, 1998, at the age of 70. And we conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event of the World Ocean Day on June the 8th. The World Ocean Day has been unofficially celebrated every 8 June since its original proposal in 1992 by Canada at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It was officially recognized by the United Nations in late 2008. It has been coordinated since 2003 by the Ocean Project, with greater participation each year. listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome back to Voi Green in today's edition entitled Sport and Youth Ministry. Hold the International Forum of Climate Change and Sustainable Development. Listener, the importance of understanding about climate change makes the Ministry of Youth and Sport, Kemenpora, held an international forum on climate change and sustainable development. The forum held in North Jakarta on June the 3rd to 5th, 2016. This forum entitled Youth Catalyze Action on Environment and Sustainable Issues. The International Forum on Climate Change and Sustainable Development is supported by the President's Special Envoy for Climate Change Control, Rahmat Witular, the Ministry of Environment, as well as several other communities. Kemenpora, or the Sport and Youth Ministry, also collaborated with Youth for Climate Change Indonesia, an Indonesian youth initiation engaged in the field of climate change. A number of youth movements, such as the ASEAN Reusable Bag Campaign, Bian ASEAN, and alumni of the Nusantara Youth Shape, also support this activity. Expert staff of Politek, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, Adiati Nurdin, said, "The forum has an important meaning since it can encourage the youth from all over Indonesia and the world to concern all together in handling a serious impact of global warming." 100 youth were participated in the forum. 11 participants came from foreign countries such as the Philippines, Singapore, Vietnam, and Cambodia. 89 Indonesian participants came from various provinces. A participant from Cambodia, Madeleine Chi, a student of international studies in Royal University in Phnom Penh, to Antara, enthusiastically admitted following the forum. She hoped the forum resulted ideas related to effort in facing climate change. A participant from Vietnam, Kim Dinh, said he wants to learn about habits and solutions that bring changes to protect environment. He hoped can cooperate with the youth from various countries such as ASEAN to build joint projects related to the environment. Meanwhile, Tisha, a student from forestry faculty in Lambung Mangkurat University, South Kalimantan, proposed to utilize the social medias to campaign their aware toward climate change and sustainable development for the wide community in Indonesia. According to her, everybody can disseminate their appeal to keep environment, such as lowering the use of plastic bags and throwing garbage in designated places. That was Voi Green. Listener, welcome to News in Brief from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The high prices of basic foodstuffs in the fasting month and Eid al-Fitri were caused by cartels. Cartel is a group of producers that limit supply and competition in order to determine the prices. Chairman of the Business Competition Supervisory Commission, Sarkawira Uf, stated in a press briefing that he received a special mandate from the president to take firm action against the cartels, especially food cartels. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Rizal Ramli has opened the opportunity for cooperation in maritime security with Greece during his visit to the country last week. In a press release received in Jakarta on Wednesday, Rizal admitted that he has had talks about the cooperation with Greek maritime security officials and other relevant parties. Indonesian government will set up 4 task forces to oversee and accelerate the realization of all economic policy packages, according to a minister. The task forces will be led by the coordinating minister for economic affairs, Darmin Nasution.
The four task forces are Task Force of Rural Settlement, led by Presidential Staff Office, Task Force of Cases Issues and Barrier Identification under the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security. The Indonesian government has revised down this year's economic growth target to 5.1% from 5.3% year-on-year. The government acknowledged that private consumption, which contributes to more than 50% of the country's gross domestic product, would remain lower than usual due to weakening purchasing power. The Papua Provincial Government will host an international conference on biodiversity, ecotourism, and the creative economy from September 7 to September 10, 2016 in Papua, which is well known as the home of the bird of paradise. Three leaders of a banned Indonesian sect have been arrested for blasphemy and treason, drawing condemnation from activists who accuse authorities of persecuting the men for their beliefs. Police detective Agus Andrianto said that the leaders of the controversial Light of Nusantara movement, or Gavatar, are facing lengthy jail terms after being detained last month. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency reported that a 6.6 magnitude earthquake has occurred at 2:15 a.m., about 126 kilometers northwest of Ternate, Maluku. The epicenter of the quake was 58 kilometers deep. Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has informed the quake to residents there is no tsunami danger. The head of Information and Data Center and Public Relations of BNPB, Sutopo Purwonogoroho, on a written statement on Wednesday, June 8, 2006, said. Listener, that was news in brief.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit West Kalimantan Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Kalimantan Province has forests which is quite wide, so West Kalimantan has a lot of exotic nature. One of them is Rombo Dait Waterfall. This tourism object is well known as 7-level waterfall. The waterfall is located at Air Besar Sub-District, Landak Regency, or around 300 kilometers from Pontianak City. Listeners, the road to Rombo Dait Waterfall is very challenging. Tourists must climb the line of the hill. Along the line of the hill, there are towering trees which have been tens, even hundreds years old. Those trees line up tightly and form tropical rainforests. If you like adventure, the road to Rombo Dait Waterfall is very nice because the road can be for hiking, trekking, or off-road. To go to the waterfall from Pontianak, we can use public transportation to Ngabang, the capital city of Landak. After that, to Air Besar Sub-District, we can use car or motorcycle, and the distance is around 30 kilometers. It takes around 30 minutes on foot. Listen.
listeners, Ronrombo Diet Waterfall is a spread white, white sand. From the bottom side, this tourism object is like at the beach. Usually, there are many tourists who enjoy the scenery while taking a picture. Rombo Diet Waterfall consists of 7 levels. On the first level, the waterfall has high around 60 meters. While for the second until 7th level, it has high around 20 until 30 meters. The type and form of the waterfall in every level are different. There are wide form and small terraces, and it is free of charge to enter the waterfall's complex. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ucapan Terima Kasih, which in English means gratitude expression. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means gratitude. Bagaimana kabarmu? Bagaimana kabarmu, which means how are you? Baik-baik saja. Baik-baik saja, which means all right or fine. Hari ulang tahun. Hari ulang tahun, which means birthday. Hadiah. Hadiah, which means gift or prize. Terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali, which means you are welcome. Sepatu. Sepatu, which means shoes. Sangat cocok. Sangat cocok, which means very suitable. Warna favorit. Warna favorit, which means favorite color. Pergi. Pergi, which means to go. Kado. Kado, which means gift. Sampai bertemu besok. Sampai bertemu besok, which means see you tomorrow. Sampai jumpa. Sampai jumpa, which means see you. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Ucapan Terima Kasih, or in English means gratitude expression. The conversation is between A. Amir and B. Agus. A. Amir. Hai, bagaimana kabarmu? Hai, bagaimana kabarmu? Which means, hai, how are you? B. Agus. Saya baik-baik saja. Saya baik-baik saja, which means I am fine. Terima kasih. Kamu? terima kasih, kamu, which means thank you. How about you? A. Amir. Saya baik juga. Saya baik juga, which means I'm fine too. Terima kasih atas hadiah yang kamu berikan di hari ulang tahunku. Terima kasih atas hadiah yang kamu berikan di hari ulang tahunku. Which means, thank you for the gift of my birthday. B. Agus. Terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali, which means, you are welcome. A. Amir. Sepatunya sangat cocok denganku, dan warnanya adalah warna favoritku. Sepatunya sangat cocok denganku, dan warnanya adalah warna favoritku, which means, the shoes are very suitable for me, and the color is my favorite color. B. Agus. Berarti, hadiahku tepat untukmu. Berarti, hadiahku tepat untukmu, which means, so it is an appropriate gift for you. A. Amir. Ya, betul. Oke, saya harus pergi sekarang. Terima kasih atas kadonya. Sampai bertemu besok. Ya, betul. Oke, saya harus pergi sekarang. Terima kasih atas kadonya. Sampai bertemu besok. Which means, that's right. Oke, I have to go now. Thank you for the gift and see you tomorrow. B. Agus. Sampai jumpa. Which means, see you. Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topics. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. For today's edition, we'll take you to know to Indonesian pop singer Odi Agam. Well, to initiate the segment, let's listen to the first song from Odi Agam's album entitled Antara Anyer dan Jakarta.
Derusan ombak bersilih ke pantai, disambut ayunan nyior melambai. Rembulan megah di atas maligai, tersenyum melihat kita berdua. Angin membawa lagu cinta, sejuta bintang bermain mata, seakan rela dua insan di dalam skenario nya. Antara Anyer dan Jakarta kita jatuh cinta, antara Anyer dan Jakarta bisa cinta tiga malam kan ku ingat selamanya. Antara Anyer dan Jakarta
Listener, before he came to Indonesian music industry, Odi Agam was firstly went to Australia. In Australia, Odi joined with two reggae and rock music groups, namely Dumbala and White Stallion Band. In 1980s, Odi then developed his career as the singer and composer. His songs' composition were able to be the hits at the time. So Odi Agam then decided to make cooperation with other famous singers such as Vina Panduwinata, Bruri, Malida, Duade, Jayanti Mandasari, Jopi Latul, and Gito Rolis. His works were not only familiarly known in Indonesia, but also in some other countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Taiwan, and Australia. Listener, before we go any further, let's listen to the next song by Odi Agam.
Sadari akhirnya kerapuhan imanku telah membawa jiwa dan ragaku ke dalam dunia yang tak tentu arah. Ku sadari akhirnya kau tiada duanya tempat memohon berada di tempat berlindung dari segala mara bahaya.
Dosa sama ini
Listener, there are so many singers in Adia's era whose reputation dimmed slowly, but Odiagam tried to exist by showing his single concert in some regions and big cities, which is supported by a number of Indonesian famous singers and musicians. Recently, he performed a concert entitled Antara Anyer dan Jakarta, along with a number of other top artists in the country. Listener, to conclude today's segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the last song by Odiagam. Let's enjoy the song. See you and sampai jumpa.
Tak lama pun ku jatuh.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.